Welcome back to the Comfy Channel. It's your boy Banks.
And Cozy.
And we back with another episode for you. We got something good for you this
time. Yes, sir. Yes,
this is something everybody been talking about, man. And this is something people always talk about, actually. But it's pretty much expectations and gender roles within relationships. And, you know, when we talk about that, basically, of course, all this is set by what people consider as a societal norm. You know, I guess it's either what they've seen in their household or what somebody told them, what their mama, grandmama, somebody done told them, this is the way men should behave in a relationship. These are things that are men's responsibilities. This is women's responsibilities.
And
the same with the expectations, you know what I'm saying? So that's basically what we're going to talk about today. You know what I mean? And I guess one way we can kick it off is, you know, what would be the expectations? Or, I mean, just, you know.
Let's define it.
Yeah, go ahead. Define it. Go ahead.
Let's see what we're talking about. Expectations, yeah. Define gender role. Well, first and foremost, when I view expectations, it's typically what I am desiring. It's like a strong desire of something that I want from someone that is beneficial for me, or could be potentially in my mind beneficial for whatever we're doing. You know what I'm saying? So my definition of an expectation is, definition of an expectation probably from a woman would be, I'm expecting for him to pay all the bills.
Mm-hmm.
Definition from expectation from a man's perspective is I expect for her to cook and clean all the time.
And that goes right into the gender roles too.
Gender roles, exactly,
so
exactly.
This is what a man should do. This is what a woman should do.
Exactly. And I'm gonna let you get the floor on what your definition is, bro. But yeah, I'm ready for this conversation.
Well, yeah. I mean the same thing. You know, the expectations is, you know, when we're in a relationship, mm-hmm. I'm expecting this of you because we are in this relationship. Mm-hmm. So now that we're together, this is what I'm expecting out of you to keep me here. You know what I'm saying?
Basically.
And this is what and the gender roles come into play because you're basing that expectation off of what you've been told or just what you believe a woman mm-hmm. should do in a relationship or what you believe a man should do in a relationship.
Yeah.
So, you know, and then it all boils down to the communication at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? So we can kind of roll this into that. You know, what would be your expectations as far as communication goes when you're in a relationship with somebody?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because communication is key.
Yeah.
That breaks down a lot of shit if the communication ain't right.
Whew.
So let's talk about that. You know what I'm saying? What would you, I guess, like the question would be how you expect your woman to communicate with you and how do you feel, you know, your woman would want to be communicated to?
Open door policy. I have an open door policy kind of communication spectrum. Mm-hmm. Like that's the way I view it.
Everything on the table.
Everything on the table. I'm a straight shooter. I'm a straight shooter, bro.
Okay.
I prefer my woman to be a straight shooter. Like don't beat around the bush. Don't have a thought or a feeling inside of your mind and hold on to it. No, I want you to tell me right then and there. You know what I'm saying? Don't hold on to it until 6 months later and now it's become an issue.
You know, because
a lot of times issues are developed from conversations that were never had. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so being able to have that open door policy, like, hey, look, my feelings are not, you know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna have my feelings on my sleeve, you know, when you come to me and you come and holler at me. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? I want you to be able to come to me and have that conversation with me. But that's the reason why, I mean, it's going to touch on some other things. You know, communication also helps establish the friendship within the relationship to begin with. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It makes it so much more easier for us to have that tough conversation. You feel what I'm saying?
So that's your expectations.
That's my expectation.
With communication. You want it to be direct.
Direct.
And I mean, and that's what I think is the best. You know what I'm saying? Like, direct communication is key, because a lot of times what happens is that in a relationship, people feel like they need to, I mean, they're scared to have the uncomfortable conversation, so they rather try to figure out.
Yeah.
Let me figure out how they feel. Let me try to figure out what's going on with them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Instead of just having that conversation and just coming out and asking them, because you get more results when you just direct, and you know, you don't beat around the bush. Yeah. And y'all could quickly get to the same page if people would just be more open about being direct in their communication.
Exactly.
Like, this is how I feel about this. And immediately, you know what I'm saying? Like, like you said, you shouldn't be waiting like some months, you know, or even a couple weeks, you know, if you ask me. You know what I'm saying? Because you build up resentment, you holding that in, you fuck around and explode. Now what? You know what I'm saying?
That's like my biggest pet peeve.
Yeah, like when something happened, point that out. Let me know. Like, look, I have a problem with this because.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And if you come into it and you know what I'm saying, it's about presentation is important. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So
exactly.
And the delivery is important. That's what I mean. When we talk about expectations of communication, delivery has to be a part of that conversation, because you want to know your spouse in a way that you communicate with them properly, which means that you deliver the message in a way that they can receive it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
And receiving is important too.
And that's important. And it's like you got to care enough about that person to do that too.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So that's the thing that, you know, we got to get to the root of the problem, which is people don't really even care enough about that person to really learn what's the best way to deliver my message to my baby boo? Because that's the, you know, I want to make sure she understand, and I don't want to offend her because I care that much about her
feelings.
Yeah, that's what you got to get to a point of, and it'll clear up a lot of communication issues, because you care enough to do so.
I agree. I definitely agree. I mean, you know, it's got to be clear and concise. It's got to be teamwork though in the communication. You know, because I mean, you can literally be a straight shooter, but come with the proper delivery. But if the other person on the other end is not, you know, where they need to be mentally or emotionally, they could literally take that conversation and run with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so it's got to be a both end kind of.
You got to be in a relationship with somebody that you can communicate with.
Yeah.
Like, everybody, just because their communication styles are different, they might not be compatible in that way, because they just have different communication styles that conflict.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's part of the dating stage, though. You know what I'm saying? That's part of the get to know you stage. You know, and it comes from having those uncomfortable conversations.
Yeah.
That's when you figure out that person's communication style. And shit, hopefully it's by you just directly asking. You know, like, how if we had, you know, a conversation like this, how would you want me to present that to you if I felt this way? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
why not have those type of conversations?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're trying to get to know each other. But a lot of people like to skip over that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, just like gender roles.
Yeah, they like to figure out. Yeah, exactly.
Well, at least not gender roles, but roles, period. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's the same thing. A lot of people just assume that since that's the way that it's always been, you know, it's cool, and everybody going to be cool with that type of arrangement. But that ain't the case.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And we can jump into that. You know what I'm saying?
We can do that.
Gender roles as far as, you know, in the household, as far as like household responsibilities, y'all in the situation, y'all done dated, y'all good, you know, y'all committed.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move in together. You feel me? Like, let's do it. You know, we in here together. We in each other's space, you know. Now, at that point, you got all this shit that need to be handled in the house.
Yeah.
Who doing what?
Man,
first question is it a question of who does what? You know what I'm saying?
No, I mean, honestly, like, I don't think there really would be a question. I think that I would probably initiate that conversation though before we decided to move in with each other. I would literally just give what my expectations are. You know what I'm saying?
Before
we even move in with each other, I feel like that needs to be on the table. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure at some point we're going to decide to move in with each other, or that could be a part of the conversation.
That you want, that y'all decide okay, we need to...
Let's talk about
how this going to look.
This is the way I would view it.
Right.
If we're in a committed relationship and we're now living with each other, I'm going to say that the cooking and cleaning, that's a joint role.
Okay.
We both cook and clean, but I mean, obviously, we don't necessarily feel the pressure of having to do it every day as we did when we were living separately.
That's an equal contribution.
It's an equal contribution. Yeah.
Okay.
As far as bills are concerned, I'll take care of the brim. So, you know, rent $1,800 a month. You got some utility bills and got your cable and Wi-Fi and all this stuff. So I'll take care of the rent. You take care of the utilities and the extra bills, and we can go half maybe on the groceries. But also, because we have made this step of living with each other in a mm-hmm. committed relationship, let's take that first step of we can keep our separate accounts, but let's do a joint account and let's both save on a monthly basis.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? No one can pull out of this joint account, because obviously with most banks, you can get it set up where you got to get both signatures anyway.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
We both got to contribute a certain amount
every month to this pot. And this pot, this is really us really establishing that financial foundation.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? And then we might decide we want to use this later on if we decide to get married. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Or we want to go and put money down in the house. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then, of course, obviously, the moment that we decide to get married, and we do get married, and that's a different scenery for me.
Mm-hmm.
That's when we have a revisit to the initial conversation about roles. It's not necessarily a gender role specific, but really more so where we are at that place. If you got my kid, oh yeah, out the gate, she's staying at the crib, bro.
He said, "You good?"
Yeah. I don't want you working them first 9 months.
Once you got the kid, that's it.
Yeah, I mean, not forever.
Okay.
The first 9 months for sure. I'll say the first 4 to 5 years of my kid's existence. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, like first 5 years.
I don't have expectations.
The development years.
Yeah, I don't have expectations of you actually, you know, working. And mind you, in the committed relationship, we had a savings pot. So that could potentially help with the brim of the added expenses that I'm going to take on over the next couple of years or whatever it may be. You get what I'm saying? So think about it like this, bro. What are the top two reasons? The top two reasons why people go through a divorce? Money and cheating.
Infidelity, yeah.
But the number one on the list
is money. Yeah, absolutely.
It's always money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And it's because they weren't on the same page when they originally got together.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing mm-hmm. about it. And that's where the expectations come into play and the gender roles, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's why it's much better, in my opinion, to just, especially when you're talking about finances, y'all both contribute to the collective pot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You want to try to decrease the separation in your relationship as much as possible.
Yeah.
So when you are separating bills, separating bank accounts, separating responsibilities, you're separating yourselves. You're separating each other.
Yeah.
You are separate within your relationship on a lot of things, when you should be together on everything in your relationship.
Yeah, I'm with that.
If you're wanting to eventually be one with this person.
Yeah.
That's what everybody say marriage is being one.
Yeah.
So if we're having gender roles, if we're having different expectations of each other, you know, then we're separate on a lot of different things.
Yeah.
So that's why I don't agree with the whole expectations and roles, period. You know what I'm saying? The expectation is a collective expectation of us both contributing to this pot, to this household, mm-hmm. to make sure that we fulfill our collective goals.
Now, what I can say is that I've been dating, you know, I'm dating. And what I can say is from the women that I have been attracting now, when they have this conversation, majority of them, if not all of them, I've probably had a few of them here and there, just like, nah, I don't want to pay no bills. But I done came across women that are actually successful.
Yeah.
Some of them might be making more money than
and most than a kid. Most successful, you know, women want to contribute.
They
want to
contribute,
like,
bro.
In my opinion.
Hey,
all these chicks talking about they hard. Ain't trying to, it's because they can't. Yeah,
they
first
can't
of all,
financially.
That's
yeah,
what it
facts,
is.
Facts. They struggling.
Yeah, that's
they
good.
Are, that's their silent way of telling you I'm struggling.
Nigga, save me, basically.
Exactly.
Bitch, no.
Yeah.
Saving you.
Yeah,
like, let's come in and let's get to the top together. Like, but I'm not saving you. Like, and that's what they be looking for. Yeah.
And that's a part of the reason why most women do have those expectations, bro. Because
they didn't have somebody.
They had
that did
somebody.
It
they had a jellyback. You know what I'm saying? A sucker. And I was a sucker, bro.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah.
I was a sucker, but I was by default a sucker. You know what I'm saying?
By default. I mean,
by
it's because, I mean, it's, you know, you didn't have the experience. You
know
what I'm
not to know, like, hey, bro, did she move in, bro? Make her pay some of them bills. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, but I don't think it's that, though. I mean, it's not just like,
hey, but
hey,
them birthday Christmas gifts was on point.
I mean, it ain't necessarily about just, hey, she moving in, so she gotta pay, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's just about understanding that
joint effort.
The joint effort gotta be there. It's like, don't make sure that if you are moving in, you're not being taken advantage of, you know what I'm saying? Because like we just said, it's a lot of women out here that just want to be saved. You
right.
know what I'm saying? Like, they don't want to pay no bills. So they willing to just get with you just because they recognize that in you. And like, oh, shit, this nigga will do it. Right. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Let
it's
me get with
it. It's a lot of them that don't want to pay no bills, don't want to cook or clean. But they think because of they looks is enough.
But it's like you said. But it's like you said, it's because niggas out here are doing it and have done it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, facts.
But that's just not like, it's just not a healthy relationship. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because in a sense, you know, if that's the situation, then you pretty much just buying this chick. You know what I'm saying?
You leasing her out.
You know what I'm saying? and when you can't pay them payments no more, what's gonna happen? She gonna be repossessed by the next nigga that can pay make them pay.
I like that metaphor.
You feel
though.
What I'm saying?
She like a drive time
the fuck
car.
Is what
ain't
you
she
doing?
Coming used miles, what nigga.
The, used bitch. You doing this to a used bitch? Come on, man. Get the
bro.
Fuck out of here. Like, listen.
We used
like,
miles,
fuck that.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? Now I can see what you're saying though. In a scenario where
that's crazy,
I'm trying to make sure she. I mean, that's what it is, though.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
really what it is, though.
Yeah.
If you really break it down, if a chick is not contributing at all to your life, nothing, she can't do nothing more than be a trophy piece on your arm and get you leasing a trophy.
Bro, you'd be better off by yourself and keep your money
like,
in your
what
pocket,
the fuck?
Bro.
Like, come on. Like, why would you want that? Yeah. That ain't no real love. That ain't no real relationship. That ain't no real commitment.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Which is, but that's what's in everybody's mind initially, right?
Initially, yeah.
And, but you know what I'm going to bring into the situation is.
Talk about it.
Is men bring intangibles to a household as well.
Yeah.
And it always bothers me that that's not really highlighted as much as the intangibles that a woman can bring.
Facts.
Because women, they don't like to acknowledge it as much, you know, but y'all actually need us to do the manly things, you know what I'm saying? The and it's really just the things that as a woman you don't like to do, you're ill-equipped to do, you know what I'm saying? It could be one of those two things, you know what I'm saying? And it could be as simple as taking out the trash, you know what I'm saying? But then it could also be as big as fixing the goddamn sink if the dishwasher is fucked up, you know what I'm saying? Or you know what I'm saying? Or if the garbage disposal is messed up. Or it could be something like, shit, changing your tire or making sure your gas tank is full, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's a lot of different things. And shit, Something like making sure you're secure, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If we out, you know what I'm saying, and it's a problem, or even if we not out, if we in the crib and you hear something, first thing you doing is, hey, babe, what's that?
Yeah.
You heard that?
Yeah, yeah.
You ain't about to hop your ass up, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So we are bringing things, because if you didn't have that man in the house, you know damn well most of y'all women will be fucked up if you heard some shit and you ain't had no man in there. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And we would be fucked up as men if we was in the house by ourselves and we truly had to, you know, shit, take care of a kid by ourselves. I've been in that situation. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So I know exactly that men have intangibles that are equally as important as these intangibles that the women bring, which to me, it challenges the idea of a man needs to be taking care of the bulk of the bills or all of the bills while this woman can just sit here and take care of the household. Mm-hmm. Because when we come home, yeah, we want to chill and everything for a little bit, but at the end of the day, if you need something, you need some gas, you need me to fix something, you need me to go tell them kids to sit their ass down because they ain't listening to you, what we going to do? We going to hop up and do it. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, thanks.
The same way that you going to hop up and cook and make sure that we got a nice meal and a clean house.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? So that's why I look at it like that. And that's why I think that bringing the finances into a collective pot is so important, because we can't say that a man taking care of most of the bills is going to be sufficient enough, or that he's going to, or at least for me, I'm not going to feel that you're contributing as much as I am if all you doing is sitting at the house and take care of the kids.
I think that the only thing that really kind of stands in the way for that, the collective pot to work, is both people got to be on the same page. And I mean, really, really have true understanding of teamwork to begin with.
So is that the other caveat to it then? Like, is school a part of it too then? If she go, because that's why you felt that it was okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why you was grinding, because you was like, she tried to go to school.
Yeah.
And so was it that when... did you have the thought in your mind that I'm doing this temporarily because she about to go to school and she about to get this
she
job?
She about to get his money, and then that added pressure is coming off.
It's
me.
Gonna
we
come
have
back
rent.
Off.
Bro, we yeah. have rent, 2 cell phone bills, 2 car notes.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, we wasn't really like living life like we really struggling. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
We were actually, and we had, you know, had our own little spot or whatnot. We was living life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I mean, for various reasons, you know, there were other factors that played a role as far as the reason why we're no longer together as is, but
yeah,
it was never, it was just never a situation like, you know, because of money, you know what I'm saying? Nor
yeah,
did we
yeah,
have
yeah,
the
yeah,
expectations
yeah.
under the gender role policy. To be honest with you, I taught her how to cook.
Damn.
Because she didn't have that growing up to learn how
but
to
But you weren't tripping because, because that was your strength.
Yeah.
And
I loved her.
You didn't mind. And you loved
her. Loved
and
her
see, that, so. And see that goes to my point on, you know what I'm saying, when you talk about expectations in a relationship and
mm-hmm.
gender roles in a relationship,
mm-hmm.
it shouldn't be that. It should be more so of a strength weakness type thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It should be like, okay, these are her strengths. This is what she enjoys to do.
Let me let her do
it, you know what I'm saying?
She was a bomb ass cleaner, bro.
If she good at it and she like to do it, then
yeah.
What I'm gonna do, you know, for you, you know, since you doing that,
mm-hmm.
this is my strength, and this
mm-hmm.
was what I'm gonna bring to the table.
Mm-hmm.
I think it should be more on that versus you should do this because you're a woman, you should do this because you're a man.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? Let's cater to each other's strengths and let's help each other in our weaknesses.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then all that gender role shit, that shit fall by the wayside when you do it like that.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah.
If we both like to cook, then shit, we in the kitchen cooking together.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Like, shit, it is what it is. Like,
yeah.
you don't like taking out the trash. That shit ain't no big deal for me, so I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing no shit. Just and same thing with the finances, because that's really what it comes down to on the gender roles.
Right.
It usually be this man gonna take care of all the bills, and she just gonna sit home and take care of the house.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But nah, man, it shouldn't be like that. It should be that we all have strengths, we have weaknesses, even in the finances. If your strength is that, and I'm talking about a female, if her strength is that she can hustle and make more money than I can, then shit, it is what it is. She gonna do that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna figure out a way that I can support her in that, you know what I'm saying? Because that's her strength.
Yeah,
that might be my weakness. So if that's my weakness, then shit, I gotta figure out something else that maybe I'm strong at that I can help her with. You know what I'm saying? Or I could be open enough that she can help me with that weakness.
Yeah,
show me how to make some money, then, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Show me how to get to where you at. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But we all working together, we contributing to that collective pot at the end of the day.
Teamwork, man.
You know what I'm saying? It's the teamwork. Final thought.
Final thought, man. When it comes down to having a conversation about expectations, make sure that you're going into that conversation with an open mind. That's my thought process on expectations, because your expectations may not necessarily be aligned with what your mate is willing to do or can do. And then at that point, you all would just want to be able to have that open line of communication so that you all can collaborate and figure out a solution for how it can be accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It doesn't mean that you just sweep it underneath the rug and say, well, we'll just figure it out later. No, find a solution together.
Right. I mean, my final thought on it is, you know, expectations, it's about the communication. I mean, I agree with you. You know what I'm saying? It's about communicating them up front.
Yeah.
Like as early as possible and being direct with it. You know what I'm saying? Like if you have direct communication and you clearly laying out what your expectations are once y'all get in that relationship, once y'all get to the point of living together, then a lot of problems can be avoided down the line. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it might even get to a point where you've been so honest and open about your expectations that y'all just come to the realization that y'all shouldn't be moving in together. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
at the end of the day.
Yeah, don't force it.
Yeah, I mean, don't force it. You know what I'm saying? So, and gender roles, I agree with you. It just doesn't really make no sense at this point in our society where women can contribute just as much financially as men. Yeah. Men can be shit. In some cases, men can do more wifely duties than a woman can do. Like he is, in a lot of cases, a man can cook better than a woman. You know what I'm saying? So gender roles at this point in life, it just don't really make no sense. So, all right. So that's it. You know, we wrapping it up. We appreciate y'all for another episode, man, hanging in here with us. Remember that we're going to be here every week bringing y'all good content, good topics, good conversations, keeping it comfy. You feel me? Make sure that y'all like, comment, subscribe. We want to hear from y'all. We want to see what y'all think about the things that we talk about. Suggest topics to us. You know what I'm saying? Because we definitely want to talk about what y'all want to talk about. This is all about making everybody feel relaxed about having those conversations, you know, that you always want to have, that we enjoy having. And definitely, y'all see the merch, you know what I'm saying? We got plenty of stuff available on our website as well. Join the comfy movement, get you some merch, tap in with us. And we appreciate y'all. Till next time, peace.